for AT listening.
Oh, TR.
AT or whatever it was, this is KF4AT. And,
T, this is November 0, Tango Romeo. And I don't know if your mic switch is messing up or not, but you're in and out. My name's Tom, and I'm mobile here in Greer. Over.
Okay, Mr. Tom, this is Leroy B. Fuller Trace from Chesterfield, South Carolina. I guess I am in and out.
Give me your name again, sir. I'm sorry. I was negotiating some traffic here.
Connect traffic and be very safe and take care. Because I'd like to talk to you after a while. Don't want to be going to your funeral.
Oh, I'm fine now. I'm out of it and up here on a more booty highway. There used to be. Go ahead.
What is the highway?
Highway 101, north of Greer.
Highway 101 goes up across the parkway or something other.
I just know you come off of Buncombe and keep going straight, and it turns into Highway 101 up towards Lake Cunningham and Lake Robinson up in that area, if you are familiar.
We got a big CPNL power plant, but it's a Duke power plant now, and that's not too far down from the house, big nuclear plant. I don't like it.
Nuclear plants, they provide a lot of energy for folks, and it's clean other than getting rid of the used rods there, and they could do that if it wasn't for some people not letting it be transported across their states and buried over in the salt mines. But it's about the cleanest form of energy we got right now.
I'll agree to that. That's the waste that I was talking about. People, you know, people just don't want to do right. I mean, hey, it can be contained. It can be traveled. It can be moved. And people don't want to work together on this stuff and bring it down. Just like gas right now, $3 a quarter a gallon. That's the most I've ever seen it.
I've seen it up there, but all I can say is thank you, Mr. Biden. And I don't want to get into that, but we know where it come from, and it's a shame. And they're wanting to go all electric, and you know what? It takes energy to run that, and then you got lithium batteries you got to get rid of in the end. And so far as I know, there's not a very good way to dispose of them, so they walk among us, Leroy.
Got to send them back to Afghanistan. You know, Joe Biden's got 10% ownership in the company in China that makes those lithium batteries, because he's going to be all for that.
No, I think we just give that to Russia. We give up that. But at any rate, on a better subject, well, it looks like the weather's going to start moving in again here, from what I see. We had a torrential downpour about 4:44 this morning, and I'm looking to the southwest now, and it's coming northeast, and well, they said that we wasn't going to get anything heavy today, but it sure seems like it. There was some cloud-to-cloud lightning last night, but it was just mainly a downpour. Now, we got about an inch and a half of rain after midnight.
Rainy. I been enjoying the sunshine for the last little while, but this rain's got me yesterday and today. I was up on the parkway last night, yesterday evening, and I was glad to see 276 pop up and get off of that thing, because it sure was foggy.
Way up there. I have a beautiful picture of that nuclear power plant from the air. A friend of ours took us flying up there. Well, it just was me that day. And we flew within, you can only fly within so close to that, but I had a big zoom lens, and Ironically, as bumpy as it was in that little plane, I got a really nice picture of that nuclear power plant.
I'm Leg Robinson, nuclear power plant in Chesterfield, South Carolina.
Oh, I'm sorry. I think mine was Oconee or whatever it is up there. I've only been here 11 years. I'm from Kansas, so that's been about 10 years ago or 8 years ago when I went up there and flew over it. But it's a big one.
Oconee, you're still talking about South Carolina?
It's not too far from us, north of us. And it's a nuclear power station. There's a museum there that's quite interesting to go through.
KADJN?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, Tom, it's Brian. That power plant's on Lake Kiwi. The name of the lake is Kiwi.
Okay. Is it called the Oconee nuclear station or something like that, Brian?
It certainly is. Built circa around 1971, something like that. Been doing a lot of power ever since.
Well, thank you, Brian. I appreciate that. I got a real pretty picture of that from the air. And they need to start looking at doing more of that now because they're cutting out all of the coal-fired power plants. And I think they could just make better scrubbers and make them more efficient. And so life goes anyways. How's your day, Brian?
Pretty good. I got to meet a plumber at the house for a job that's probably going to cost me $3,000, so I'm not looking forward to that, but it has to happen. But you know, on the nuclear power plant, that whole setup up there in the lakes is cool. There's a dam between Jukasi and Kiwi and another dam between Kiwi and Hartwell. They're making hydropower, and then at night they're pumping the water back up to the top so they can do it again during the day. So, and they do it at night because that's when the power is the cheapest. So really, they had figured this whole eco thing out back about 1970, and everybody's just kind of forgotten.
I'm not surprised. Well, I'll make your day for you. Don't feel bad. I just paid a bill for $4,400 here this week for some plumbing. And I didn't look closely enough and see what they charged me for. I replaced one of the stools in the master bath. And I just kind of had him throw it in with the rest of that. They ran a new pressure regulator and line in from the street in. And put a new hose bib on the outside, a frost-free one. And it was rather expensive, but it's just paper, Brian.
KADJN, yeah, roger that. This is the outside line that runs from the meter to the house, and this is my second time getting a leak in it. It's a copper pipe, and they get those pinhole leaks. The pipe was probably put in around 1967, so it's just time to replace it, and it fell on me as the current owner.
Yeah, I kind of did this as preventative maintenance, and come to find out, one of the pipes was crushed quite a bit. But it had been repaired because part of it was plastic and part of it was copper. But I just felt like it was time, and the thing now is PEX, and I guess PEX can expand 5 times its diameter, so it's a better deal, and we got 70 pounds of water pressure now instead of 40, so life goes. Go ahead, Leroy. I think it was Leroy up there north.
Yeah, the name is Lee Fulton. Call was KF4AT. And I appreciate you fellas getting me in. And I'm going to be clear with you. And I've got some things I got to do. So best 73 to the group. And I'll be clear.
Best uniform 2 Tango Mobile.
Recognizing Rusty. Well, the pleasure's all mine, Lee. And I apologize for getting the name wrong. But we're out here mobile, and we're only a couple of blocks from home, Rusty. But Brian's on there. Pick it up, WU2T.
As I told you earlier, I got to go out and pay a bill, and that's where I'm headed now, and to look into a couple of other things. And then eventually, before I come home, I'm going to go by find me some lunch somewhere. Probably go by out to Olive Garden, where I go occasionally. So anyway.
anyway, but looking at this $3.19 gas price over here today, and that kind of gets your attention. Of course, it doesn't get your attention as bad as the one I saw the other day. Went by a place, a convenience store, and they had the price on the pump of $9.99, $9.99.9 a gallon. And talk about something that'll freak you out. Of course, they were not selling gas because they're redoing the all the pumps and the tanks at the 7-Eleven. So that's the way it goes. Go ahead and take it off the other station.
Hi, Ian. Brian. Hi, Rusty. That gas price doesn't seem like it's going to go down anytime soon. Doesn't look like anybody cares anybody that can make a difference cares that it's up high like it is. I think they want it that way, so we're stuck with it. Don't know what the motivation is. My suspicion is maybe there's some kickbacks coming in from the people selling us the oil, but who knows?
It's all about money, isn't it, Brian? And you're just not thinking right. Anyways, K-8-H-A-N, Brian and Rusty, W2T-73, we're in the drive and I got to get out. Nice to hear you this morning, Brian. This is N0TR, clear, and take it, W2T.
I will catch you later, W2T. Go ahead, Brian.
Yeah, you have a good day, Tom. I'm actually pulling into my driveway, too, and a plumber will be here soon. But it's good to talk to you, Rusty, and Lee. Thanks a lot. 73's to you, and it's K-8-H-A-N, and Rusty, I'll be out on your final.
Hey, Brian. Well, you have a good day, and we'll catch you later. I'm just out running errands and got a number of places to go, so got to get things taken care of. Talk to you later. KD4-H-A-N, I think it is. This is Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango Mobile.
8-H-A-N, Rusty, not to correct you, but he's an engineer down there where Amy works at GE. 73's Rusty. Have a good day. Maybe I'll catch you later. N0TR.
73, and Tom, I wanted to tell you I had a beer with your daughter the other day.
And I think that's a once-a-week occurrence, isn't it, over at Harley-Davidson Bar there, or whatever they call it?
Yeah, this time we were at Wild Wing Cafe because they were having a Halloween party out there, but I hadn't seen her in a while, so it was nice to see her. Have a good day, Tom. Have a good day, Rusty.
She's my boy. See you later. N0TR.